questions for Coach Allen?
Dennis, so when it got down towards the end of the game and you had the fourth and one, maybe earlier, did you think about kicking the field goal first?
Yeah, we thought about it, but we were down there and I was trying to get 7 points there. You know, unfortunately, you know, we didn't have enough time on the clock to be able to execute an onside kick and still have an opportunity.
Coach, on that last drive, it seemed that everything was in the middle. There were a lot of hooks. And how come we weren't going more outside?
Well, they understand that we don't have any timeouts left. So they're doing a lot of protecting the sideline. And the middle of the field was what was open, and that's what we got to try to do and try to work that as fast as we can and get down there as fast as we can and try to get points.
Coach, you were dealing with a lot of injuries in the secondary. How much did that go towards explaining the success of the Browns?
Well, it obviously was a factor. I mean, Giordano, Phillip Adams, and Mike Mitchell, all three were out with concussions. At one point in time, Tyvon was out of the game for a couple of plays. That was a factor in the game, but you know, that injuries happen. We gotta find ways to persevere and make it through that.
Mark, how came out the first half? Was that a performance based?
Coach's decision, yeah.
About 10 more, so you also benched him.
Yeah, we took him out there at the end. You know, he dropped a couple balls and you know, I mean, we've got to make plays when we get those opportunities, and both those guys, they understand that. It wasn't from a lack of effort, but you know, we've got to make the plays when we get an opportunity.
After you gotten a long touchdown play and then you stopped them and you come back down the field, that the interception that Carson throws, that a throw he just?
Yeah, we can't turn the ball over right there. We got all the momentum. We're moving the ball, and we can't have that self-inflicted wound right there. If it's not there, we got to get rid of it. But we can't make that mistake.
There were a couple of times where Palmer threw third down to Noah around. What was he trying to do?
Well, some of those plays are, you know, he read it one way and another guy read it a little bit differently. And that happens in the passing game, and we've got to continue to work to get better at that. Well, you know, our running game was working. Again, we got down in the game. We were behind 10 to nothing, 10 to 3 at half. We went to the no huddle. We were effective in the no huddle. We moved the ball well at times. And then, I think the turnover there at the end, in the fourth quarter was a big play in the game. You know, I would expect both of those guys to be able to play on Thursday night. We tested them out. They just weren't quite ready to go, but I would hope that they would be ready to go for Thursday night.
As back-breaking as that interception Carson threw was, Dennis, you got like a chance of the defense has them right there.
No, listen, when we got them, you know, first and 96 or first and 94, we got to make a stop. There was a critical third down in that series that they converted to keep the drive alive. Third down overall in the game was pretty good defensively, but that was a critical play in the game. We've got to find a way to get off the field and stop them in those situations.
Reggie, you talked today about the elimination of big plays, and I don't know how many they had in 20 or more. But
well, they had a lot in the passing game.
Seven, yeah.
They had a lot in the passing game. And obviously with those three guys being out, you know, that affected us. But, again, we got a job to do. We got to go out there and stop them. And we didn't do that good enough today. Yeah, we had seven, I believe it was, today. The two big plays, you know, special teams-wise, where we got them backed up and we get 15-yard penalties, were big plays as far as field position are concerned, and we've got to eliminate those penalties. I think, they were plus 30 in the penalty yardage.
Another slow start again. Any we could figure out why?
Well, we had some opportunities to make plays, and we didn't make them. And that's what we got to do.
Coach, is it frustrating that a rookie like Wheaton comes in as a great game, and he seemed with his kids that he's getting you guys to jump a lot to, a team that had lost over 11-12 straight road games, very frustrating?
Yeah, it's frustrating anytime you lose in the National Football League. It doesn't matter who you lose to. It's frustrating. But We got to go back to work. We're going to play again on Thursday night. We got to get ready to play.
With that real short turnaround and now five losses in a row, I mean, you feel confident in being able to get these guys turned around and be ready to play?
We have to. All right, we got to go back to work. We got to get ready to play for a Thursday night game. Every week's a different week, and we're going to get an opportunity to come back here, out here and play Thursday night, and we're going to be ready to play.
One silver lining for you guys today with Brandon Myers, how dependable is he
going? Brandon's done a nice job for us in the passing game. Obviously our quarterback feels comfortable with him. I'm not really looking for silver linings right now, but he's done a nice job for us.
You mentioned the drive. What about a lot of missed tackles also? That make you, I'm sure, upset at this point of the season to have somebody that more plays on defense?
Well, we got to tackle. We got to tackle when we get that opportunity. And that's part of what the game is. It's blocking. It's tackling. It's catching. It's running. That's football.
What can you address your team with every game like this, the way things have been going?
Well, hey, listen. The only thing you can do is you can go back to work and keep grinding and keep working to get better. And like I've said before, nobody's coming in and saving us. All right, it's our job, and we got to get it done. And the guys in the locker room are still working hard to get it done.